Now time for us setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do?
Yeah. Look, Canada just kind of made a change that will delight those with immature senses of humor. It's kind of like why I put it in the setting the bar category.
This is in your wheelhouse.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without renaming your transit fare inspectors the poo inspectors, you're doing okay.
Are they literally inspecting poo, or does that stand for something?
It stands for Provincial Offenses Officers, or P.O.O. for short.
Which is poo inspectors.
Sure.
Yeah. No one's going to call them anything but poo inspectors.
So they gave them like a more official upgrade. They gave them new uniforms, the titles now of Provincial Offenses Officers. It's a massive hit because the acronym poo inspectors has been going viral.
It
now,
does
look,
make you think other things.
They understand
what they did.
They understand. They said, we were kids once too, and the acronym was thought through.
But grow up!
But the designation was not ours to begin with. It existed in Ontario legislation long before the TTC began using it this weekend.
The TTC meaning the Toronto Transit Commission.
So many acronyms.
So they were like,
we thank the snickering 12-year-old boys who dominate the internet for their insights. However, it does not negate the fact that fare cheats face fines of hundreds of dollars, which is no laughing matter.
Oh, wow.
Then, of course, everyone online started roasting that defensive response.
Course.
Here are some Canadians.
I don't think that was necessary to change. I don't know why they would change it exactly.
I would change it immediately if I were the person doing that. That's a really weird acronym to have, especially if you're like saying that out loud too and like so proud of it. Like, I would not do that.
Yeah, sure. So basically, like, if you get caught riding public transportation without paying the fare, you face stiff fines.
Yeah, so they basically will fine anyone who's caught riding without a ticket.
Yeah.
That could be anywhere from $200 to $500.
The poo inspectors will get you.
The poo inspectors will get you.
They're going to get you.
We will...
You try to ride the bus without paying the ticket, the poo inspector's going to get you.
That's right. That's right. We're going to tweet a photo because someone just spotted some poos on the street.
Oh, no.
We'll tweet the photo out at Ben and Kelly Show. But again, if you can manage to make it through the day without renaming your transit fare inspectors the poo inspectors.
Yes. Then if you're doing the poo inspectors coming for you, you might say, oh, poo.
Oh, poo.
Oh, poo.
That's your setting the bar story.